Hey, let me say a couple of words on our patient by the name of Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D, Patricia. Date of birth is 2/24/50. Today's 10/31 or 11/1. Sorry, this is a 74-year-old woman currently on hospice with COPD. First thing you notice about Miss Ballard is that she's very, very skinny. She now weighs less than 90, 88 to be exact. Period. She's upset because the medical director or someone that she was supposed to sign her paperwork to get provider services hasn't done so. We had a long discussion about this, and she'll bring that to the social worker and the nurse's attention so this can be discussed in the next IDT period. Any paragraph. She's sitting in a wheelchair. Any kind of walking or any kind of activity causes her to be very short of breath. Her O2 side is stable at 96% right now off of O2. She's never wanted to be on O2, period. She uses her nebulizer at least 3 or 4 times a day, period. She also suffers from air hunger, which is controlled with Xanax. She does have chronic pain that she takes Norco for, period. In the paragraph, her blood pressure is 140 over 74 with the help of clonidine that she takes on a regular basis. Her pulse is 198 at this time, significant, which is consistent with end-stage COPD. Period. The patient continues to smoke, has no plan to stop smoking. She realizes that the reason she's dying of COPD is because of her smoking. Nevertheless, she wants to smoke till she passes, in quotation. KPS score is 40%, has bouts of bowel and bladder incontinency, FASD score 7A. MAC was last checked down to 33 centimeter, was not checked today during the evaluation. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Put face-to-face evaluation on top for Ms. Ballard. Thank you.